tongues in the church, it's all about edification. Should we or shouldn't we? It is a question I am asked quite frequently. Brothers and sisters in Christ bursting into tongues during a meeting. Others insisting that one person must speak in tongues and another must interpret. Let's search for our Heavenly Father's will on the subject. I believe that the first six verses of 1 Corinthians chapter 14 clarify and dispel all doubt about any misunderstandings we can have regarding these issues. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1. Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. Verse 2. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands him. However, in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. Verse 3. But he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. Verse 4. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. Verse 5. I wish you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesied. For he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues, unless indeed he interprets, that the church may receive edification. Verse 6. But now, brethren, if I come to you speaking with tongues, what should I profit you? Unless I speak to you either by revelation, by knowledge, by prophesying, or by teaching. There are two words that occur frequently in these verses. In the church and edification. It is vital to understand these terms if we are to rightly divide the word of God. The term in the church is the Greek word ekklesia, and implies any place we gather together, any place we are called together to praise and worship our Heavenly Father. It is not our private time with the Lord. Edification is the Greek word oikodome, and literally means to build up a house piece by piece. In the New Testament, it is always used metaphorically and is determined by its context. In verse 3 and throughout all six verses, the context is a building up by exhortation, encouragement, and words of comfort in our renewed minds. Verse 1 encourages us to be motivated by love, to desire spiritual matters. The word gifts is in italics and has been added to the text, and to prophesy words from God in our own language, inspired, breathed by the Holy Spirit as the Father wills. Verse 2. He who speaks in tongues speaks to God. Hallelujah. As the person wills. But no one understands, so there can be no edification in the church. Verse 3. He who prophesies as prompted by the Holy Spirit will build up those present with words of encouragement and comfort. Where? In their renewed minds. Verse 4. The individual who speaks in tongues as he himself wills is edified by the Holy Spirit in his or her renewed mind. But the ecclesia, the church, receives no edification. Those who prophesy prompted by the Holy Spirit edify those present in their own language with words of encouragement and comfort. Verse 5. The Father's heart is for us to speak in tongues much in our private time with him. In the church, however, he desires tongues to be utilized with an interpretation, as prompted by the Holy Spirit, so that the believers present can be built up, encouraged, and comforted. In this respect, tongues with their interpretation and prophecy are equal because they both edify the church. Verse 6. What do I benefit you if I come to you speaking in tongues in the church? Nothing, unless I interpret as prompted by the Holy Spirit. I still praise the Father. I'm edified. I worship him in spirit. But the church is not edified. We have many hours to speak in tongues to the Father. Yet when we come together, it's all about edification. If we have hearts full of love and giving and desire to edify our brothers and sisters in Christ, you will be prompted by the Holy Spirit to edify by tongues and interpretation and to bring forth New Testament prophecy as the Father wills. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11. The Father encourages us to pursue love above all and then to desire spiritual matters, to edify others as we have been edified. Can I encourage you to praise him much in tongues in your personal time with him, so that when you assemble with your fellow believers, you are bubbling to edify them with a message of tongues with the interpretation or New Testament prophecy as God so desires. In the coming months, as we emerge from this lockdown, the Father has impressed upon me the need for encouragement in these areas throughout the island of Ireland and beyond. If I can be of any assistance, and I mean any assistance, to a meeting, a fellowship, or a church, please WhatsApp us at +353 8961 46245. Have a glorious day.